Now, if history repeats itself, one of the most popular things on TV tomorrow will be a looped 7-minute piece of film that's over 40 years old. It's consistently in the top 3 programs on Christmas morning in some cities, and yet it has no plot, no actors, and it's played for hours at a time. It's the WPIX Yule Log. It's a New York City tradition that now airs across the country. And although it's kitschy to some, it holds a special place in the hearts of many. And as NPR's Siri Grassley reports, the original log has helped spawn a quirky genre of film that's finding new popularity on high-definition televisions.
It's Christmas Eve, a wonderful time for family and friends.
The original televised Yule Log made its debut 45 years ago this Christmas.
The WPIX Yule Log, 2 commercial-free hours.
The program was an immediate hit with New Yorkers, many of whom didn't have a fireplace. Lawrence R. Curie vividly remembers the first time he saw the Yule Log. It was 1972, and his family had just moved to New Jersey.
So we have the fireplace on one side of the family room blazing away in full color and vigor. And then on the other side of the family room, the TV would be blazing away with the Yule Log. And we probably watched the TV more than we did the real fireplace.
R. Curie was enchanted. Since then, he's become one of the Yule Log's biggest supporters. He started a fan website for it and even helped create a new hour of the program in 2006. R. Curie says the Yule Log has always signaled a moment of peaceful reflection for him.
Everything stopped. You knew that when the Yule Log was on, it was time to relax, you know, put the gifts down, stop wrapping, stop the baking, stop whatever you were into, and just enjoy the solemnity of the moment.
The WPIX Yule Log has become a cult hit, but it's never been released on DVD. And R. Curie says it probably won't because of the cost of licensing the iconic Christmas music used in its soundtrack. But even though the genuine Yule Log isn't on DVD, today there are dozens of generic fireplace movies on the market. And as it turns out, filming a fireplace well can be harder than it sounds.
I thought, you know, I would just put a fire together like I did in Boy Scouts and create this ultimate fire.
That's George Ford, the owner of Fireplace for Your Home, a production company in Longview, Washington.
Well, when I set up the camera equipment and the lighting, the first fire just didn't kind of burn right.
He spent over a year trying to perfect it and made more than 30 fires. Each time, he changed an element, like the lighting, log setup, and, yes, the type of wood.
In fact, some of that would be our trade secret. Not too much sap, just enough sap, a little bit of bark, not too much bark. The bark tends to smoke a little bit. The sap tends to snap and crack.
Ford filmed his movie with high-definition televisions in mind, and he's released Blu-ray and 3D versions. He says the end result is so realistic, some customers swear they can feel heat radiating from the TV. And he says sales have been overwhelming. It's all part of the growing popularity of a film genre known as ambient video.
Sometimes I bill myself as the leading academic expert on ambient video.
Jim Bezoki is a professor in the School of Interactive Arts and Technology at Simon Fraser University in Vancouver.
The reason I can do that is I suspect I'm the only one.
Bezoki first started thinking about ambient video over 10 years ago when flat-screen TVs were entering the market.
There's a well-understood phenomenon that a lot of people have consistently left their televisions on. And I thought, well, I suspect artists are going to start making video material much like living photographs that people can hang on these flat panel displays and look at when they're not watching television and they're not watching home theater.
Bezoki says he realized the fireplace version of ambient video was becoming more popular last year when he checked in on cable listings for Yule Logs. On Christmas Eve, there were 20 different options. Just 4 years ago, there were only 4. But if you're cynical about people replacing the real thing with a televised version, Bezoki has a message for you.
Bah humbug. The logic of ambient video is this. I go about my life, and if there's a lull, if for a few minutes I don't know what exactly I want to do, I look at something beautiful, and then, you know, then I go back to my life.
It's actually one of Bezoki's favorite party tricks. He's used his own fireplace to make his own video, and on Christmas he plans to play it on a TV, hidden in the hearth. For NPR News, I'm Siri Grassley.